You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On April 2nd, the Fifield Fire Department and the Park Falls Ambulance Service were paged at the intersection of Highway 70 east of Fifield for a single vehicle rollover crash that left the driver and her dog trapped in the vehicle. Both the driver and the dog made it out okay, and we spoke to the driver, who wanted to express her sincere thanks to the emergency services that responded to the scene.
Thank you with all of my heart to the first responders. It was made abundantly clear to me that this community is an extraordinary one, full of caring folks who will drop anything they're doing to help. An extra special thank you goes to Bill Kazowitz, who literally got down into the vehicle with Toby and I while we were being cut out. Our states of mind sure appreciated that. Thank you again to all involved.
Saturday, April 19th at 8 p.m., Jack's Corner Bar invites you out to have a rad time going back to the 90s. So find your fly outfit and stop on by for a time that's sure to be off the hook. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 19th at 8 p.m. over at Jack's Corner Bar. A judge has ruled that the Trump administration cannot revoke the visa of a UW-Madison student weeks before he's set to graduate with his degree. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
According to the State Journal, Krishlal Isardasani is a 21-year-old student from India. He's a month away from completing his computer engineering degree. The paper reports the Trump administration canceled his visa April 4th. Federal Judge William Conley issued a 12-page order saying his visa was wrongly terminated and Isardasani didn't have any due process to correct that. His ruling also said after educational expenses for 3.5 years, Isardasani would face irreparable harm if he was forced to leave. At least 24 UW-Madison international students and alumni have had their visas revoked. When you include all the other UW system campuses across the state, that number climbs to more than 40. The Trump administration has canceled more than 1,000 student visas nationwide. UW-Madison officials have told local outlets they're not getting notified when people's visas are canceled. They have staff just checking databases every couple hours. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wildlife officials are warning bird flu is still spreading across the state, and that it's estimated to have killed hundreds of wild birds over the last few months. DNR officials say there was a significant uptake in reports of sick and dead geese in multiple counties in December, as well as die-offs of geese and swans in January and February. They are also waiting on test results on samples taken from more than 70 dead sandhill cranes in recent weeks, and they're asking residents to report any sightings of multiple dead birds. Wednesday, April 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Fifield Dirt Devils ATV Club is hosting an Adopt-a-Highway spring cleanup on Hilgart Road. They would like you to meet at Hilgart Road at 10 a.m., and they also state that trail cleanup slash maintenance should start around mid-April, weather permitting. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., over at Hilgart Road in Park Falls. If you're considering a change in career, there are job openings in medical fields. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz has more.
About 9% of Wisconsin hospital jobs are vacant. That's according to a newly released report by the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Job vacancies are down from nearly 10% a year ago, but Wisconsin's workforce shortage remains a challenge as baby boomers retire and increase the demand for health care. The report recommends expanded health care career pathway programs, more flexible reimbursement models, and technology support for telehealth monitoring and home care. Similar steps were recommended last year by a task force appointed by Governor Tony Evers. Of 18 job categories assessed, certified registered nurse anesthesiist have the highest vacancy rate at 13.8%, followed by surgical technicians, respiratory therapists, advanced practice nurses, and certified nursing assistants, all with vacancy rates of 11.2% or more. The vacancy rate for registered nurses, who make up about half of the hospital workforce, is 9.1%.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so we're probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang What a Wonderful World as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell-bottoms. Money well spent. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks, the playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. HBO's The Last of Us Season 2 is finally here, with the first episode airing last Sunday night. The wait seems to have been worth it for viewers as well as the network, which says Season 2 viewership for the premiere was up 13% from last season's debut episode. Sunday night's show drew 5.3 million viewers compared to 4.7 million for Season 1. The Last of Us Season 1 ended with a total of 32 million viewers. New episodes drop Sunday nights on Max. Britt Lower's star is on the rise as she will join the cast of Sender, a horror film starring Jamie Lee Curtis, who is also producing. This will not be a huge leap for Lower, genrally speaking, as she's had plenty of psychological horror film training on Apple TV's hit show Severance. Deadline reports that Sender is based on a short film by director Russell Goldman called Return to Sender. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise sunny skies and a nice April day with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, look for some rain to develop in the afternoon, maybe a rumble of thunder as well, highs in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.